assault or whatever you call it. I don't know whether you could.
Before local ops law, when one of my brothers are drinking, my father used to tie him up with ropes, their hands and feet. But people change. They change when they stop using alcohol.
Samuel, it sounded like you had tried to do on your own back in 1980 what one of the proposals the committee is looking at now, which is banning the possession of alcohol within the community. And apparently you voted to ban the possession, but then the Attorney General said that you couldn't do that?
That's right. If there's a state law right now today banning the possession of alcohol, I think the community of McCraig will have another election on local option law. But we all know that we always get stuck on Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, on search and seizure of the person.
So you think that McCorrick, if we did enact that legislation that allowed for that law, that McCorrick would adopt that local option?
I think we will, because we tried before.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that would help in the community?
Like I said earlier, people used to drink visibly, and like charter planes. And bring in alcohol, but after we had election on sale and deportation, the drinking slowed down, and people started hiding and drinking in their homes, and started making homebrew.
Okay. Lori?
The person who is now in jail for killing somebody and the person who's now in jail for shooting the two people, do they have children?
Those two males are, one is single and one just got married and he shot this person.
So there's not a ripple effect in that way?
Huh?
There's not, are there, what I wondered is if there were other people being affected besides the person who's in jail and the person who actually got shot.
Well, the whole village suffers. Like, last spring when, this person wounded two people during our fish camp. The families of these people who are affected, they went home from fish camp before they finished their fishing. So fishing, subsistence fishing was interrupted.
Samuel, do you think you could give the committee a few of the details on what took place during that incident? I know I think I read about it in the newspaper, but some of the other committee members might not have be aware of what took place. There was drinking in one home going on.
I was in fish camp on the first one where one male wounded two people. I was in a fish camp.
But was this, they were, if I understand it right, they were drinking in one home and then they went over to somebody else's house who was not drinking?
I heard this person entered home, and he had a rifle with him, and shot one lady in the head. Now she's blind on one side, and her brother tried to take the rifle away. He was shot in the hand in the process.
Do you know, were they drinking?
No. People who got shot, they were not drinking, they were sleeping.
So as a result of the alcohol and the drinking that some people were doing, it affected other people who weren't drinking at all in the community.
See, like, when one person is drinking, they have a parent, they have father, mother, sister, brother, uncle, auntie, grandma, cousins. Those other people are affected. So, I don't know how you multiply.
Is there any more questions? Samuel, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Tamam Trayvuni Hannat Nantashu Gutta Putta Chalai Vyakuna Kongutan Hankatakta Tamam Matutaya Givat Hangaya Kukha Nilam Chinri Namayam Night Sita Tamam Chizumai Kunaki Panhotak Sina Putta Patnukoyam Kakkalu Pispeya Jadi suna angku kayu pingin pici dia akan kita kuda aku kacham ta kita waktu kita yang biom aku mesti kuas aku kau kacin pun ke umia nato lugu umia itu pun aku cuma yang biom kuda nak kita mati kacham angku tak tak pun una yupiga pulau ni cok kana ni satu ke ilaku tak to ay yomu mila kami umwas kami terlak ngat ngana ku meyak ku tak dalam yupiga ni hang ku ta ya kaya ku tilang cengai lima ku kena ki kaya lang nak suki pinak klinya ku ta hang ku ta ya ku lani kasamik Kenata luwat, kenata kasatin. Ilang jenis semua hut, kenata ilang dia hutak suka. Waktu saya dia hutang alilis. Umur ke jangai kunikan yuk to. Ilazi angayu kahani, kalan angayu cili, cim to peyak. In kuluki ayat biar pisuk, in kuat, kuat mikir pun kuat. Dann rette Kurs, sei da auch dem Glück wird. Wenn ich eine Kopfwärmung habe, um die weiter trotzdem und dann aber da weiter war ich keine Pandu, gut gar. Da ich von Gott am Haie kocht, schön, die lade ja auch zum Kronatur, in meiner Gehör, gut gar. Mut und am Haie, die Rettung, die auch Kunst und die lagen sie nicht in Ordnung, gut genannt, da um mir auch die Gruppe kapelt,
That's a bright moon out there.
Kanskaka avuna chupikun mumsha.
Umiana to Kantavama put the Tarim to question the Kans moon, the second you ask for me. I will come to the court, Nayuk Chip, Tayak Yo, and I could there. I will come to the top.
I read it for the Wukut Dang Arnunachni Wheat of Kara United, IRA Councillor to Bio Kunichtu. Nutasu Nunatukut Alaskam Ishwani Pawani Nunami Chuckit Sik. May 12, 1983, I will just put in it. Jalisu No Mamawatini Health Corporation Avona Resolution Ali Kotin of State of Kanrutukumakuta It registered Jalisu State VPS over Atus Kluki. I read Magut Arutet Jasak Kauluki. I read Tugut Tanga Fiskanrikan Adu Kauluki.
You don't? What?
Jalisu Mikoya Kanani 1980 me Danga Chumuna Alex Knaku election as Hoyadrakuta Attorney General Chunomia down a pitchun Riknilugu election as Kuta Kanruk Skykut Chumawatini Tanga Piskunaku election area dragut Tukhonri Dugu. Takam Kakmai Tkitneris Kluku Jalisu Tuneros Piskunaku local option. Jalisu Kanani Mikoyarmuni Ichiyo. City ordinance sangukut jukkur naganak kuni nunati shotni itrtakkau 12 hours or less 4 hours to nukpukinaki $500 to fine nagaluku. Akis can sit down $10 a day just as Kauluni finally Yetok San. Shall issue low clubs Narayatakut sale and importation. Chugut Danga to Sutta. kwatin nunatakulit ni tangnak su ilak sna haluta su on sale and importation chu wit tangna na ting tanga do rilu ting nemisso ni chali su hobrom ka mangalu ting
See you, Louis. Okay, thank you.
Gasan de Valima, Yuxton de Katakhtaki. Dahoe, Nakone, our cousin program in Italy, and I would have to say, I need to drive it honey. Yum nikhwani ya satta ul khan nikhwani you khane on kidal yu kut khane satta ul le matte khane taamla de uto bola va atu uto bola va nam ikai khane satta ul le ikai ki yu kut khane ta bok pe de uto ikai nam nam ta ul le ikai khane nam ta ul le Salam Yesus Kristus, pasalnya kami akan berpasu. Ikan baju dan seluruh kubur masih tetap. Mai tanggungan yang dijauh. Menahat mabukkan ayah bertemu dengan kami. Menahat kita mabukkan diri. Mabukkan ayah bertemu dengan diri sendiri. Kasih kami saya baik, dia baik. Jadi kita mana cara kita ni ada akses. Mungkin orang ini lapis lapis kerja aku tidak ada bukan akses dari masyarakat. Jadi kami tarik rumah kan mandi. Begitu agak sih akses kalau tidak. Awak mana jadi apa? Mungkin terus itu ingat kamu sekali kali masih ada orang kita. Kamu kita kaya sen cerukan yusus. Cerukan itu kamu kita awak kamu kita orang kita yusus. Mana kali menakutkan kami setiap kali. Mana tu orang kaya sebelum orang kaya. Kalau macam lepas aku tamat ambil itu, tamat ada tiupan macam lepas aku. Kalau mai nak aku tuan istri tak sempat. Kalau kita aku tidak kita malik tak bersekolah, malik tak bersekolah pun kita ingat tiupan. Jadi tamat jadi. Apa pangleta-leta mengenai apa? Kita sekarang ni tak mahu kami diuskupkan. Jadi tak ada kesalahan khusus. Kesalahan pada الخطوط لكم يغلون ولك تقوى المصحف لكي نمت الخطوط كلمة لقلية إن تعرض الله ربنا لأنه يريد لكني قد اخترنا من بالله ونخاني لو كان مصباح دعي تمنى الخطوب تكساقه توقما ثم يختم له قايش المنيقة تين خير ناس كنا تين يخدم في فنجل خيارات خطوب ما بدنا الحيطة تمنى الحيطة تين تختم لكم تمنى الخطوب قايش المنيقة Du merkst mal, dass ich keine Verlierung
Thank you very much for having me speak before your people. I work in a program which requires a lot of travel on my part, and I have done that in the past, and I've done travel to the villages, and my parents are originally from this island, and I was born and raised in Bethel. And of course, they're well, by through the newspapers that, there is a lot of crime, a lot of violence, and a lot of alcohol-related deaths. And just recently, we just had one not too long ago out in Tender Village. He stole a snow machine and he took off and he went in a creek and they couldn't find his body. So, in regards to the statistics and having to do with homicides, violence, sexual assault, I think those can be garnered or gotten from the state troopers, the VPSOs, and so forth. I know that the local options law had been passed several years ago, and quite a number of villages have voted themselves dry. But although they have voted themselves dry, they have met with a lot of problems, like in regards to having to do with enforcement. And like we just heard people here, at least one, that they don't have an understanding completely of the law. And some have expressed how they can define or make more clearly in regard to having to do with search and seizure, for example. I spoke to the people, there are a number of complicated laws that are related to it. And prior to, before Alaska became a state, the governing bodies or tribal councils of each of the communities within this region had the judicial powers, more or less, to enforce such ordinances or laws that have laid for the people. And if so, if the laws were broken or are about to be broken, they would lay a fine or punish a person by the way where the person provides a service to the community in one form or another. And they dealt with problems with no outside interference. And the law, again, in regards to search and seizure, and having to do that telephone commission, fine, you know, that expedites matters. Whereas a VPSO can get permission from the court to use, to seize and to shift something. But yet, you know, that is also time consuming, whereby the judge or whomever may be busy at the moment. And getting back with people, I mean, who, like, say, for example, have their own powers to deal with such problems, I think, you know, if they went through that route where there was an amendment or a change added into the local option law where the people take some action immediately to prevent or to punish such a person. But then again, too, we're going to be running into other laws as well, like the white man's law can say it's about having to do with other constitutional rights of privacy and those kind of things, and those are other related laws. And but if they did go through that route where the tribal body or the governing body of that community were to have the power, then that would eliminate the courts, the lawyers, the VPSOs, state troopers, and the people themselves would have that power to deal with that person immediately. But at the moment, too, I think in regards to this law, I know very well that it would have to be in line with also the law of the United States, the law of the United States. Other than that, I don't have any other comments.
Questions? Lori?
Lori, what specifically is your job?
Everyman, jack of all trades. I work with the Yukon Customs Health Corporation in the alcoholism department. I have been in the alcoholism field for at least 14 years. Okay. Oh, then not only related to alcohol-related problems and the local option law, but also in having to do with marijuana. I don't know if there's any legislation in banning marijuana. At the moment, I think there's a permissiveness by the state for an individual to carry so many ounces. And I think that that is also a promotion by the state, as far as I'm concerned.
Did you and another person basically set up YKHC's alcohol programs?
Say again?
Did you and Fred Pete together pretty much set up YKHC's alcohol programs?
Fred Pete and I have started the programs, yes.
What do you think then about, I mean, you've been working at it for a long time, and you see as clearly as anybody all the problems with enforcement and competing interests of private rights and public rights. What do you think about the proposals?
I think the judicial power in regards to local option should go back to the people.
How could that happen?
I know very well the legislative system, I think, can draft up some sort to do that.
But in your language, not in legalese and not in legislative language, explain how you would do that. What would you do?
like in some of the communities, disregarding state law, people have to confer to themselves to, you know, do the such and seizure type thing. But then again, all of them don't, because, you know, like our younger people have much more knowledge than their elders in regards to the state law, or state laws, you know. And they always end up with an argument, you know, that their rights of privacy are being invaded and so forth. But I think that should be changed.
So you're saying the state should get out of the alcohol regulation business entirely?
Say again?
Are you saying that the state should get out of the business of regulating alcohol and leave it totally to the villages?
Okay. In, let's say, referring to regulating alcohol, the state is in business, like taxing the alcohol liquor industry and taking so many dollars from them and putting it into the state treasury. But I think, again, too, they also are obligated in some way or another to draft up or, you know, laws such as this local option law for the benefit of the people. But again, too, the local option law should have some changes too as well.
What changes?
By the people.
What changes?
Okay, one change that I had suggested already earlier is then putting back the power to the people and see how that works.
Senator Fisher?
You made a comment about marijuana laws. I think that it's important to point out that selling marijuana is illegal, that transporting marijuana for sale is illegal, that possession of more than an ounce of marijuana is illegal, so that what the people were talking about before, about people bringing in amounts of marijuana and selling marijuana, that's all illegal already.
Okay. Katie?
You said that the lack of progress, there's a lack of progress in improving the abuse of alcohol because of lack of enforcement. Do you think that there, what could we do to be sure that there's better enforcement? Is it because we don't have enough troopers in the area, or is it, you know, what is it when you say lack of enforcement?
A lack of enforcement too also could mean that you know, the VPSO may not understand all the laws in regards to the local option law. Then again too is that maybe the VPSO or VPSOs may be related to that person, or you know, there might be several other things that might enter.
I know, Mr. Chairman, I know that there was a program for training of VSPOs, and then I believe that there's been a cutback in appropriations for that training, and I think you might look into that as something that might be helpful, but I do know that there was, they used to send them to the
they still do.
Special
Sitka.
Training.
To Sitka. Yeah. Matter of fact, there's just a class that graduated the 14th of November.
But apparently there isn't as much training, because I know that in the sexual assault programs and so forth, they used to have special training for that, for, you know, to make, to for the people in the villages for that, plus all of this other, you know, that if they're going to be enforcing, they almost have to have the same training as a trooper, because they have to handle the same laws, you know. And I think that we are putting an awful lot on the VSPOs, VPSOs, village police, sir. Okay. Anyway, B because we ask them to do these things and then we don't give them the training, and then, you know, they're sort of caught in in the middle. And I just don't, I mean, we're fooling the people to think that they have safety, that they have protection, if we don't give the people, you know, the training. But how do you feel about that?
And like, you know, we work, also work and have to do with prevention and education. And, you know, in regards to this law, and also in listening out problems, the people need continued education in these things. In order to reduce most of our alcohol-related problems that we have in the communities.
Okay, any more?
Thanks.
Louis, thank you very much. Mike, you've been very patient over there. Next on the list. Last time I was in Tuxik, Mike interpreted for me. We brought our own interpreter this time, Mike.
Yeah, but first,
Kau itu nang perlu tahu
Kikapayuk, Gachuku, Gatun, Hawari, Kayosuku, Yukdangam, Takkatu, Salimana, Humbrook, Takkosuku, Gat Piskumayaksuk. Tasitsayokunk, Kanhtuasmukhi, Yogishkatium, but in the second case, we are seeing what the machine is. You are a cut.
In this community, Mike, it is. The law only says right now that you can't bring the alcohol in or you can't sell it. But right now in the villages, even though a village may think they have voted to go dry, it allows people to possess or to have alcohol in the community. And that's what we're looking at maybe changing.
Okay, in regards to the importation of alcohol, which is an option law, I think the most problem where it occurs right here is because this law is not enforced. In some matters, this law is not enforced by the village police officers is because they know that this is a state law, and they mostly depend on the state troopers to handle the cases instead of the village police. That's one problem right there. And on the possession of alcohol, we all know that unless the alcohol is imported to the village, that no one can possess any alcohol in the village. So therefore, I think that if the possession have to be banned, that homebrew should be also included too. But I think that whoever made these options made a mistake, or would make a mistake if the homebrew is not included. Because homebrew itself, outside of bottle, is alcohol itself. Homebrew today have made enough criminals in the villages. One man in prison, in my village, have died by suicide. Two families, two houses have been burned And people bring along with his two houses on account of homebrew. This is why I'd like to see the homebrew banned too. Now, here,
for just a second. If we had a law that allowed the community to make their own ordinance then, that said they wanted to ban possession, then the local village police officer could enforce that law? Is that what you're suggesting, that we allow the local community to make the ordinance that would allow them to ban possession, and then they could enforce it themselves and not have to depend on the state troopers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But didn't he say that the reason that they couldn't have enforcement is because it's a state law, but I thought it was a local option. They voted to ban locally.
It's a violation of state law. It's a misdemeanor. It's a state of violation.
But they voted.
Under state law.
Under state law,
they voted under state law.
Okay.
And one of the differences is the fines. If it's a state law,
the fines are under state. We were also talking about searching of luggage when a person arrived in the airplane. However, we all know that that can't be done without a search warrant. A policeman has to have a search warrant in order to search the luggage of the such person. And we know that it's a federal law. However, we all knew too, same time, that the federal law, I mean the federal government, does not know our problems in the villages in this area. So therefore I think that the tribal governments should make put it on the constitution and make it available that the police go ahead and search even without a warrant. Or we could deal with the federal government and make some kind of agreement to carry on the border. Now on the legality of the possession of marijuana, I think I understand that you said that it is legal to sell marijuana.
It is illegal. It is not legal.
Okay. Also, do you say it is legal to possess so much amount of marijuana?
1 ounce.
Okay. That's the question I wanted to ask. That's all. Thank you very
Any
much.
Any more questions? Mike Guiana, thank you very much. James Paul Sr.
James Paul from Pitt.
business, Fit Edison Council. So I think we can have an Akatakta Matunk Wheel Wutumkikata Mana Yunata Watabit Tuxubumit, Hitchukamit, Bunun Spank, Village Satmabit Yunata Wat. Taksuya kapman na abkuta hal kahalak ka itkotak ka ufkna ko ugunin na nunan lagok siyon tagwam imutun na tukhel uftun matung na nasi na ayok ito na itkobak ka nitong na Kan kasuk kamuk nuna ti tlahtu kuta piyuk hiwayu ki kun ni cugne walakta kun na kaka. Trai bukulu ni mukumalu ni ukakunglu ni yukung piyun ngadeju ni. Pasangnya kun piyuru ni trai bukulu ni mukumalu ni Ukakunglin, tung sutkun sit laita tawatun pelakti, tawatun tasukulu tung kiitoan na yuguna piun nuhtakkahta, piun nuhlaan su niit lakti. Tamta su manna taks hulun sain naamaluni su mannuktaya alkahalak itkutakkahkunani nunatsaan. Sali su Mukhlik algahalak taik sait rain kuitsam. Mam trisun taima taidlahtuk, kia taidlahta, kinku taidlahtatu. Toisuna sinne raamung magut villitsaat nunat saavat. Ajaalahtut kamaavut taanum jaksutu. Tammaknak vasutu. Ki tsamusi umumatamunna kinna omakkiinunna sainnaamallamu nitkata kaanuksit puliisat imuuttu nalingilutun manna takuumaskhtunga umumatamasi tukhneaduhtunta imuuttu nsitkiluku kiitana alinginikhtutta itkutkka mattumma alkahal Wonderful pitap khule ko pitap
James Paul is from Kipnik. He is a member of traditional council and he also has his own business there. He knows that local option law was passed in these villages Kipnik, Tununat and Tuksuk Bay. But in spite of that the problems that are caused by alcohol has increased a lot. Alcohol is becoming a problem. He knows that because he listens to KYUK radio station in Bethel. He hears a lot about the incidents that relate to alcohol, DWIs, accidents, people drowning, people getting run over by drunk drivers, things like that. He hears a lot, even airplane crashes related to alcohol. Alcohol doesn't come in to Bethel by itself. It's shipped by somebody. And villagers know that it's readily available in Bethel. They can purchase. They know where to find the substance. In spite of the local option law, offenders are still importing that stuff into villages. Because they, at first they, he thinks that the offenders feel scared, that something might happen, that the authority might do something. A lot of times that doesn't happen, and as a result they import more. The importation is increasing because there's no enforcement under local option law.
Manna rulas tol ko tingin apun riskum chho bin tingin apun riskum chho gaya sala wicht ta bin rakh ma shmanna padin ay qsa to pa bin rakh khujin pin na yuk ulisa chho kali khatam pin na ne lewis chi ga to khugun chep chama annot pas pa Allah being on the earth, Saka, but in Kali Kirtan, what will we shoot in Pins Kumayak to him of Lunach at police? The Oka, Neat Lachta, I have got on the Amount Mum Trishon police. I'm a bit of King of the Turn, Achsakala on it, Niluk, who said, My Niluk, I want to go to Sakata.
If we don't do something about the problem now, it will continue to grow. We'll have more accidents, we'll have more deaths because of alcohol abuse. Previous to his testimony, people were talking about search warrants. He's suggesting that search warrants ought to be on hand with the VPSOs in the village. Search warrants ought to be readily available for VPSOs to use when they're needed. He says he hears remarks from people that work under, you know, authority. That, you know, a lot of times they, when they have a case, they call to Bethel and make report, and majority of the time the people up there will say, well, this isn't serious. You know, this isn't serious. And it seems to him that they wait for a murder or something serious to happen, and then they'll respond to the call. A lot of times VPSOs are not getting response from the people up there, Bethel headquarters.
So I'm thinking about the time.
He wants to thank you guys for being here, for listening to what they have to say, and that's about all. He wants to thank you and wants to encourage the group.
Thank you.
Thank you, James.
Thank you.
I know that on this, go ahead. On this list, some people have come and gone on this list, and maybe what we could do is just. Those people who haven't testified, who still wish to testify, could come up and give their name for the record and testify, and we'll, because some of the people have gone and come off of this list, so. Okay.
Pinga Teresa Morgan from Shefornik City Council. Secretary Lawford, liaison law for Fish and Wildlife. To clear Luku Aguna Im Aguna Mike Albert, no, Kitulang, Albert Dangansha, агунак кассан кандуяк тумуникнаар пансуккайлхутиэ кумуниктаалу пипигэн агунакани канлхат инфорсалхау катамаана проблема уорнунам пилхигаани парнцали укутхуана сити каунслат унаалу впс о тхуацалин риллхат тамаана цали арнкайллугут мулуун инунам local option la khabe ulugu manikhatni pilkha dolking agun tamana khamarikchima khnani ugut nunat khani governing cover in what councilor ekun sali ugut khani nunat ilutimi khta wapin khata na yukta atin tilra bi maksai la khichali as khani ang tuhelo ni tamana problem ak khani ayuk gununam sali ya ugutwani VPS o ugutlutali city councilor khani ilalkhut ilam khna khanaklige ugludun billamang tamana sali khangni nuna nuna chorni arin qailugutmulu ni khani yulkhutum khangkuta yupigni akhnikhtiluta bisiya ksailngalam tatawam makutkhani nalunritlarput kassabutwam pinrulartut. Maybe you can translate that.
Krista Morgan is from Chifornik, and he's a member. She's a member of the village council there.
City.
She's a secretary, and she states that the problem exists in Chifornik, alcohol problem. Local option law doesn't work. And because, you know, offenders get away with what they do, the problem is growing. And if I missed out anything, Teresa, you can... Okay.
Yeah, and by... you know, our city council and the VPSOs, instead of following that local option law, you know, what they do is they sort of like pity our own people. You know, even if they break that law, we pity our own people. And even if we want to turn them into the authorities, that, like, you know, whoever is related to that person is being turned in, they'll turn to the city council or VPSOs and there'll be problems.
Do you guys understand?
Sure. Unatsali unaka awai alberta kanthulrahlu matum khongrum ilakhluku akwaskomalu kutakutakchuyakanka awani ku future ami qaisin sumakut kibuzbigni tangiqnaqludun witalrit qaisin jali tama ku 20 control lxtsta tama ku dani tin lutung pika
today people can buy like Lysol from the start to drink. You've heard of incidents like that, have you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People drinking Lysol, people drinking vanilla, anything that
contains alcohol. Yeah.
Can those things be controlled in the future?
Boy, that's a pretty tough one.
No.
Do you have any suggestions for how you can control Lysol or Listerine or vanilla?
No, I mean, it seems like that'll be a way to get high in the future. Thing.
Yeah.
And then there's gas sniffing. Do you prohibit gasoline?
That's a tough one, Teresa. But it's a problem. I know in Bethel that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It has alcohol in it.
Lysol,
yeah.
In Bethel, they the stores let the clerks know who they think is abuser of detergent.
Some stores they keep the Lysol locked behind counters.
I was going to say, could you put poison on it or something?
Well, they keep it locked behind glass counters. And also, Lysol is the biggest shoplifting problem in Bethel. Mm-hmm.
Charlie. I can don't know nothing kang wak to at ni piung ram ta kan nakswi ulo ta pis ni unat sa ta ko yuk to kung ni piya ko dun kasat ko magut kan ano jin kasta ot mo piyu ilang kan tak tamana alik na ko yuk nun piyung ita abtak ko kudama pani public sa ot safety nun. Kan state trooper ang nunan ng piyong alhit tapos kius kagut aki kahit ito kuktama tumun state trooper ang nunan ng sis kam natumday sa wikay lam da bisma ko tama sa lipi.
Village of Chipornik once asked the public safety office in Bethel if
In Anchorage,
if they can have a trooper stationed in Chifornik, but they responded that it would cost a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they don't have money to place somebody there.
Don't soon at all in Nangroo. In quite an umyacht saga, Ugutwani, Ganverut, Quadn Yubumuk, Wasaka down and Nunani, looking umyacht parla of good stun beam, Quadn Ganver, Ugutwani, Ganverut, be named to Gilmagutu Ugutwani, IRN Councillor Lukwasaka, Doch Achsaka Klubu IRN Councillor Lukwasaka, Ashank, City Councillor, Bidank Kadan Nightney, Quadn. Kama betul mukbihak nak kita bawa tahu kut nunat mukmuk. Toh nunat sahun jauh nak dengan saya tu bawa tahu kut pinem pinch cerutkan. Toh yuk nak beri lu ni pegan zaman nak kau tahu nak dengan tahu nak yuk kai suka aku malu.
She thinks the solution in villages can be like, if they find an offender, that offender can be dealt with by the community, just by the community, and not refer that offender to another place.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Couldn't the community deal with the offender now? Let's say the community knows that somebody is an abuser of alcohol,
mm-hmm.
and the person drinks too much, let's say, beats up on a wife or beats up on women and does all sorts of bad things. Couldn't the community now, as just informally, do something about that person?
Yes, in our community we have done that before, like we called up that alcoholic center up there.
PATC?
Yeah. And then we referred those couples in, and then they were flown in a couple of times. We did that.
Could you take this person and bring that person before a community council?
Yeah, we do.
And talk
that,
to that person with the elders?
We haven't done that so far, you know, have the community involved with a council when they talk to that person. But the city council and the VPSO, they get together and talk to that person who's causing the problems.
Is that what you mean by letting the community handle it?
No, like if the legislator can pass some kind of paper, you know, where the governing body, I mean the head governing body of the village can be, they can have that paper, you know, instead of having to turn to the judge in Bethel or Anchorage, like they'll have that paper right there in front of them where if they do the other way, it may take a couple of days, or it'll...
You mean wanting to levy fines and arrest people on the local level?
Or issue a
search warrant, I think.
Yeah.
Search?
Have the paper right in front of them, mm-hmm. that search warrant. Yeah.
I'm afraid that can't be done.
You can get it over the telephone, but it has
to
be a judge.
Won't that take longer, though?
No. You don't have to physically get the paper from the judge. You can call the judge and they can give you permission. I believe you take an oath over the phone and then you write out the search warrant.
But you have to have evidence.
You can give it to them over the phone.
You have to have probable cause.
You have to have probable cause.
But you can transmit that over the phone.
But you can do it over the phone.
That makes it impossible, you know, for the villagers to, a VPSO to obtain that.
That's not true.
It sounds to me that
it's impossible for a village police officer to do it if he doesn't have training. But if he has training, a village police officer is just as smart as a Bethel police officer. And I've seen both prepare adequate search warrants. Besides that, in this area and in all the other areas of the state, there's always a district attorney on duty whose job it is to give advice to police officers who need help doing search warrants. So if there are facts to support issuance of a search warrant, there's the district attorney that the police can call. Here, or the VPSO can call. There's also the judge. And because a judge won't issue a search warrant without probable cause, the judge usually asks the person questions to lead them through the process of obtaining a search warrant. So, you know, I've done it. I've helped VPSOs get search warrants. I've seen them do it.
How long does it take to get that warrant?
It depends on how well organized a VPSO is at the time he makes a phone call. If the investigation is complete, you know, if the VPSO has interviewed people and found out enough facts that would support getting a search warrant, it's just a matter of making a phone call and finding the judge and relating, being placed under oath and relating the facts and answering questions and signing the piece of paper. So if it's a very, very straightforward case, it could take a very short period of time. One of the things that often takes more time is people think they may have something, but they're not sure, so they call to get help, and then the person that they call for help says, you need to find out X, Y, and Z, and then they have to run around and find out those things before they get a search warrant. But assuming that you give the VPSOs adequate training, and I agree with you that that's the key, then they are certainly capable of putting together a search warrant.
Representative Hurley.
Would it help if we could get such a plan going that troopers could drop in on a village unannounced for, you know, certain short periods of time? Do you think that would help at all?
You mean to come in every
and
now and
stay for, you know, maybe stay a week, but not let people know that they were coming at that particular time and have sort of a police officer that would rotate and go to the villages and give them that kind of support? Would that be an assistance, or would it just be useless?
I think in most villages, you know, before somebody comes in, they usually have their people know. I think in some communities it would be a problem. Like if we did that, they'd say, why did you have that person come in without the notice of the public?
Well,
good idea.
Yeah, but we could think about it.
She hasn't heard of Well, she doesn't know if there's any deaths relating to alcohol in Chifornik, but there's some crime committed.
No crime. The one is Makhtoni Nazavulut, Hotan Lawluk Makhaludin. I boxed back on what Nazavuluk Honey. Uncle Gunn and Nazavuluk King of Honey.
Alcohol is causing teen pregnancy. Teenagers are abusing alcohol, and as a result of that, there's teen pregnancy. And also, she knows of one woman who was out in public with no clothes, and she says that she wouldn't have done it because she wouldn't have done it if she was in the right mind, but because she was under the influence, she walked around like that.
How many people? 285.
Thank you very much, Teresa. Appreciate you coming up from Chifornik. Say hello to Glenn. Is there anybody else that wanted to testify this evening?
Agum kam yoriya kam khani qalah qalah tsuk qaisna jukaluni VPS of police akka nunani unang ka taktaum kali kam khasu okay mka jatjam khadni ko pikuni oyuk suki nalaqisni umtungi nunna pinakhlin qoyqqaalu kitaakut khani qanrutkakkani nasusknaati qanrutkakkani khani igaawlu kituat phone akun unakhani chatchaqqalaarusukunni chukanrutse taktun khurunakhani khatun piluni qoyqtsknaagi khani nalaqsni pinakhqutai um khani yum qoyunqaqknaagi pikuni qichkaqtaaquni jaliya Unang sakwani tama tunggu kem cukai stok kali. Aku nak kani una search warrant tak phone aku pilgah tapi kainal itu kani uping nane. Aku nika pesan Louis. Tom stated that alcohol is the main cause of all the problems we've seen so far. And from his, what he's been observing, marijuana seems to be marijuana seems to be worse drug than alcohol. He knows of a couple, two married couples in Chicornik that abuse alcohol, and he knows that their children are suffering as a result of that. He feels that VPSO needs more authority to reduce the problem of alcoholism. And he also stated that he lived in Kuskokwim area for 30 years. And he's seen a lot of drowning from alcohol. People who abuse alcohol for a long period of time commit felony crimes like murder. Murder their spouse. Family member, a relative is being murdered, killed because of the abuse. He knows that Bethel voted for local option law. Was that it? Local option law. And he feels that people who order booze from, or people who bring in booze from Anchorage ought to be, you know, they ought to be monitored on how much booze they bring in. Young adults from villages go into Bethel, purchase or buy a bottle and bring it back to the village. He thinks people who do that buy the alcohol from people who order more than what they need. And he hears of incidents where somebody from his village had imported alcohol, but nothing is done. That's all he had to say.
Brianna, Tom. Is there anybody else that would like to testify? Okay, well, we'll go ahead and conclude the hearings of Kate.
Just one idea.
Okay.
Is it possible that when people buy it for their own use, that you could have, that they would have to, tell that when they're having it shipped in? Would that be an invasion of privacy?
To specify what the use of it was?
No, if you bought it, for instance, I'd say I buy a case for so many, for my personal use, and when I have that come in, I announce that.
Okay. Good to see you.
Hi. I'm James Cipri. I'm a resident here in the village, and that lady from Chicornik was speaking in on behalf of his village. Her village, one question was asked to her, what would your community government do to that person that has violated the crime? What would your village do as a punishment for that person? And the question came up to my mind to your group. Does the community have the authority over the any ordinances in the villages that they can make? Do we have, are we given the full authority to make any ordinance in the village that we want?
The answer, James, is no. And but what one of the things that we're considering with this local option is having a local option that would ban possession, but that would be allow the city to make that local option themselves as an ordinance.
Okay. I was an alcoholic, and I still admit that I am. And the worst problem that we have nowadays is alcohol and drug abuse. And we have had a local option law voted here to go dry, but still it comes in and still it is sold. And we can't do anything about it. And also the drug itself, it comes in and it's also sold. And when we ask for the state troopers to come out and help us out on the problems that we're facing, and always the answer is, we don't have the money. And as I was here for just a while, I noticed that your group is kind of trying to find out a way to try and stop these things. And I think it would be much cheaper, since I have heard that there are the animals that are well trained to be sniffing for those kind of drugs in the backpacks. And I think the drug is smuggled through the post offices and also the individuals that sells it locally. And I think it would be much cheaper for the state if they could get these well-trained dogs in the post offices and also in the terminals. I think that would cut down the tremendous amount of abuse in the marijuana that are smuggled to the small communities from Bethel. I think that would cut down, and it would cost less than a bunch of state troopers to be running around all over the place. And if we could have this, if the state could fund putting those animals in the terminals or the post offices to check on those bags, I think that would really cut down the problem.
You know, James, we did that in Bethel when I was on the council there. We saw the same problem with marijuana and whatnot coming into Bethel. And the city council in Bethel bought a drug-sniffing dog just to do that, so they could try and check the airports and the post office. But we ran into all kinds of problems, legal problems, to where we couldn't use it because of some of these search and seizure laws that are in place. And so we finally had to give up on it.
And also on the alcohol itself. I think it would be better if the law could be passed for the villages to make their ordinances and their setting of their penalties for the violators. And I think the only way to cut that down is to have the community itself involved in enforcing. And I think that's the only way as of now for us to try and cut down this problem that is getting way out of hand. And here in the village locally, that past the summer, that we have noticed that this little kid, some of these young people that are way underage are found laying in the streets, passed out. And I think that has to be stopped before it gets way out of hand.
So the alcohol is affecting the young kids too? I mean, they're drinking alcohol, some of them?
No. And I think if the community itself make their own ordinances and set the penalties for the violators, I think that would kind of scare us off. And I think that would be a tremendous help to the communities, not only in the village of Tuxupe, but outside of the village too, if the other communities do the same thing.
Okay.
And that's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
James, thank you. We appreciate it. Fiana. Again, I'd like to thank the people of Tuxuk Bay for allowing us to come here and use your facility, use the community hall, and thank also the many of the elders. Yes, sir. Hello, Chamay. Okay, good.
He said,